Tomorrow night, the country music community comes together for the CMA Awards, just a month or so after the mass shooting at a country music festival in Las Vegas. Last week, the Country Music Association said reporters at the CMAs should avoid questions about guns or politics or risk losing their credentials. The association has since reversed that decision. We're joined now by Don Cusick, professor of music business at Belmont University in Nashville. And Don, give us a sense of how big an issue guns are in country music right now after Las Vegas. Are people talking about them, or is this kind of a taboo subject?
Taboo subject. And, you know, country, the music is country, and that means rural. And so there's a long tradition of hunting and fishing and shooting guns. And, of course, basically a conservative group, they're going to believe in guns. Now, in terms of talking about it, this community has been hit pretty hard. The trauma, the fears are all there. So they may have gone out and bought some guns, but they're not really talking about guns or gun issues.
Well, why do you think that the Country Music Association initially said that it didn't want any questions to be asked about guns or politics at the CMA Awards?
I think it was a combination of good intentions. You know, there's a lot of trauma here, a lot of mental health issues with artists and crew members and all of that. And then wanting a warm and fuzzy show with, you don't mess with the goose laying the golden egg. So you want it to be as happy and positive as possible.
Well, what does it tell you that Brad Paisley was the one? He's co-hosting the awards with Carrie Underwood. He tweeted out on Friday morning, "I'm sure the CMA will do the right thing and rescind these ridiculous and unfair press guidelines." And then they did.
Brad Paisley is a former student of mine, and I know he is a bright guy. And I know how he operates. It was a brilliant move. He didn't make any demands. He just chided them.
Do you think that they were justified in their fear that having an event that's not warm and fuzzy, as you say, would be a problem for sales?
I don't know about sales, but, you know, the artists are feeling very vulnerable now. They're vulnerable because they stand up on a stage with a spotlight in their eyes that, you know, you can't see anything beyond that spotlight. And they're vulnerable in their careers because if – remember the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, with George W. Bush.
Yeah, if they say something that kind of cuts against their core audience, the career might be over. And finally, they're vulnerable because no matter what they say or do, nothing's going to happen. It can only be a negative.
What's the connection between country artists and the NRA?
Well, the NRA has a website called NRA Country, and it's a brilliant move by the NRA because here you have a controversial organization, and country music has a very positive image. And so, you know, they're going to try and link the two. And by and large, the NRA's membership and the country music audience and the country music community and artists overall fits to a large extent with that group. Hmm. At the same time, most of the NRA members believe there should be some common sense rules about, you know, gun ownership. And certainly I would have to say country artists would feel the same way.
Beyond guns, the CMA also said initially, and again, they changed their mind on this, but that they wouldn't allow questions about politics. Makes me wonder how President Trump is seen in the country community at this point.
It's hard to talk about Trump down here because you've got a lot of people that are gung-ho for him. Not just in the country music community, but in Tennessee, which is a very red state. And at the same time, sometimes he embarrasses them a bit with his tweets. But I think, you know, when you got a state that 2/3, I believe, something like 60% voted for Trump. And the tendency is to continue to support him.
So we shouldn't expect at the Country Music Association Awards to see anything like we did at the Emmys or the Oscars.
No. I don't think you're going to find that.
As a country music historian, have you seen a moment like this before where the news, where politics intersects so directly with country music and with Nashville?
Oh, yeah. Back in the 60s, country music was the counter to the counterculture. And here you have, you know, people living together without being married, free love, smoking that, wearing those illegal smiles. And you have Merle Haggard come out with Okie from Muskogee. you know, in the anti-Vietnam demonstrations, you have some very pro-Army, very patriotic songs. Yeah, and of course, Alan Jackson, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? I mean, which is probably the greatest song about the 9/11 event that came out. So, you know, country has been, for a long time, commenting on the news or social events, but from the right side, right as in right political side.
That's Don Cusick, who is a professor at Belmont University who focuses on music history and the music business. Don, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Jeremy. Great to be on.